There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
2019, back in business.
Join the conversation on DubaiEye 103.8.
The concept of solar power may be very appealing to individuals and businesses, but many will be worried about the cost, the payoff period in terms of energy saved, and whether or not they're getting the best technology for themselves. In the studio, a company providing the corporate world with solar financing. Joining us now, Jeremy Crane, CEO of Yellow Door Energy. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Look, it's appropriate to have you in just after the World Energy Congress up in the capital, and the focus was on renewables in many ways. What did the Congress say about solar in particular?
Well, I think one of the most important things that was the discussion is how are we going to empower the transition to a low-carbon world? We all know that natural gas, oil are here and they're going to be part of our mix for a long time, but we need to start making that transition.
Was there any sort of estimate? People were always estimating peak oil, when the decline of oil will start. Most people were saying sometime in the 2030s. But when do we think that renewables will be the majority of our energy consumed?
Look, I think it's really important to break it down into segments. If you're looking at what's powering cars, if you're looking at what's powering mobile infrastructure versus businesses, there's a big difference. What we are focused on is the business segment. How are businesses getting their energy? And we see that going more and more towards renewables, towards energy efficiency in the next 5 years, next 10 years?
I mean, one of the issues that jumps out at me is that the vast majority of businesses are in buildings with common roof space. And without the ability to control what happens on the roof or even demand roof space. So how do you do that if you're a company with the best will in the world, but you're in a 50-story building or a 20-story building or whatever, and you've got a limited roof space?
You know what? That's a really challenging question. In certain markets, they've managed it through wheeling. In Jordan, for instance, and it's coming up in Pakistan and Egypt, companies can buy power elsewhere out in the desert where land is cheap, where there's lots of space, and we'll develop projects out there. And then the transmission grid provides a balancing between what's generated out in a desert and what's consumed on the 21st floor.
But that's more of an offset program, isn't it, rather than a direct solar power?
Well, yeah, you're offsetting what's being generated by the conventional fuel with what you're generating off in the desert. You still need to pay for the grid infrastructure. There has to be a fee to manage that. But in our dense communities of Dubai, that's the only way that we're going to service the high rises.
And you help corporates with solar panels and installation financing. I mean, how do you assess the untapped demand here for solar amongst Dubai's companies?
You know what? It's in Dubai itself, it's quite, we're seeing a huge transition. I think we've seen it 3-4 years ago when we were getting started, we were seeing the early adopters. Today, we're really in that main growth phase. We've just turned on Nestle a few days ago. We've got Carrefour under construction right now, Carrefour Jordan. Things are moving in the mainstream today, and we're optimistic that's going to be probably doubling every year for the next few years.
Mark's mentioned there that you provide finance. You do solar leases. How do they work?
Yeah, so the way a solar lease works is that you're contracting, just like you'd lease a car for a time period, 10, 15, 20 years, and you're committed to using the power from the solar system for that period of time. The value you pay on a monthly basis is based on the generation or the performance of the asset.
How does it compare? I mean, because what you're doing there basically is not shelling out for a capital investment, are you? Assuming that you had the roofs to put the solar powers on. How does the lease compare financially to that CapEx?
Well, that's going to vary a lot, right? If you're dealing with a company that's got a low cost of capital, they're probably going to, they would be able to get lower cost money than what we're providing. But for many businesses, it's less about the exact, that actual cost of money. It's around the whole turnkey system. If you're making milk and that's your core competency, why would you worry about your energy mix? We come in and offer you 30, 40% less than what's coming from the grid. It makes sense.
I mean, how ready is DEWA to accept surplus energy from companies in the Emirates?
Well, right now, DEWA is being very progressive in that. This is their program, and we're very supportive of what they've done to date. Primary logic for them to do this is that they want to reduce the peak demand midday. And by doing that, they can hopefully lower the capex they have in their plants.
So I've got a small building. I've got a couple of companies, a 2 or 3 story building. We've got plenty of roof space. We'll put solar panels up there. It feeds the building and does everything we need to do. And I can sell the surplus back to DEWA. How does that process work?
Well, first of all, it's important to know that you're not actually selling it. It's a netting. So if you generate more...
I won't get any money from it.
No. If you get any more at one point of the day, if you generate more than you're using, you get a credit. And then when you aren't generating, you can use up those credits. So it's a trade with DEWA.
Thank you so much for joining us today to talk about the move forward in solar. Jeremy Crane, CEO of Yellow Door Energy, thanks very much indeed for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
2019, back in business.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.